This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know the rest of Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to think his name was Raymond Stereo.
Hey, Rey Mysterio. Oh, man, we've been looking for this guy for years. He's been stealing stereos all over the city.
That's
Raymond Stereo.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's Raymond Stereo of the Delaware Stereos.
Merch is another thing that I want to get into. Like, I wish I could be into it. Like, I like the way fans like it, but I just don't understand.
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't.
It's too fake. You're too real.
It's too fake. I'm too much of a real one to get into wrestling. It's too fake.
Let me tell you something. I had a nightmare last night, Carl.
Oh, please tell me about it.
I want to talk about it. Okay. I ain't had a nightmare like this in a minute. It ain't that... We love it. It's not that crazy. But it was just like... Okay. Here's the thing. You know how you're not supposed to watch scary movies before you go to bed? I think the black man shouldn't watch funny white women before you bed. Because I had a scary ass...
What was
shit.
The dream?
All right, so... I'm watching that show, Shirts Party. Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night.
It's kind
night.
Of a scary show, though.
It gets creepy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it seems, if you look at the branding of it, like, Shirts Party, mm-hmm. It feels like it's going to be, like, a fun comedy. It is, and it's hilarious. Also, I got to tell you, like, that dude, John Early, is, like,
he's hilarious
yeah. Bro. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Oh, man, put me in touch with him. I got to... hang out with him.
He's hilarious. You'll see him, like, he'll be around. He's a real cool guy.
He is killing me on that show. Anyway, I've been binging it like crazy, so I couldn't sleep last night. It was like 4 a.m. I'm still watching this shit, but the show gets weirder as you go through the seasons, and it's like a lot of killing and stuff. And then I had this dream, and I was like, there's a girl named Chantal in it that they're looking for.
Yeah.
So she was like tying me up. So I'm like in my bed, in my room, but it was like she walked in my room and like tied me up. And then I'm like this. I'm like in the bed like this, and I can't move, but I can't see the ropes. So I'm trying to get it's like invisible ropes. So I almost like a paralysis kind of thing.
Yeah,
like
sleep paralysis.
Yeah, and I was like, And then she would like come and like do stuff to me. And then I was like, get up. And it was like, and I was like, it's funny, but I was scared. And I wake up and I was like, help. I was like screaming, like, somebody help me, help. And I like was saying, you know, have you ever woken up saying it? Mm-hmm. Like I woke up being like, help me, help me. And I was like, oh shit. That was crazy. Yeah, but I was like, that was a fuck. I couldn't even go back to sleep, cuz. I was like, oh man, that was like an old fashioned nightmare.
It's a
like
night
that was
terror.
Like a
you
nightmare.
Get a night terror. I haven't had one of those in a long time. I don't like that shit though. Man, I don't like that shit. But you know what? Sometimes it scares me.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't funny, but I went to the doctor, and she was like, do you have sleep apnea? Do you snore? I was like, well, how would I know if I snore? I'd be asleep.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I was sleeping.
I was asleep. I don't know if I snore.
Yeah.
She's like, your throat is tight. Like, you snore when you sleep.
Right, right.
And you need to, like, get this fixed or, like... Like, she was, like, basically telling me I might have to, like, sleep with a CPAP machine on.
Right,
and
right.
There are times where I'd be, like,
oh, and, like, wake up.
I'm like, did I fucking stop breathing right now?
Yeah.
That shit is scary.
That is scary.
Get my affairs in order.
That's a funny phrase. Gotta get your affairs in order.
I'm making sure I don't...
I got all these...
I make sure it's nothing embarrassing if I die in my sleep and my mom has to come over and clean out my room.
Yeah.
And she sees
so you don't want to get one of those things?
No, man. I'm just going to, like, go to the gym. But, like, people in shape have that shit. Like, you've slept in the same hotel room as one of our close friends who snores like a fucking buzzsaw.
Like, it'd be like,
he's in good shape.
Yeah. That's so interesting. You know what I always wonder when y'all, because I don't think I snore, but when I would sleep, when we sleep together, when we sleep in hotels together, but I would be like, wondering when you're snoring, are you deep sleep or when you're snoring, is it actually waking you up and shit?
I think mine wakes me up because I don't do it.
I think that's good, then.
I've set, like, the sleep app on, and this is not this is in no way promotion of this show.
Yeah,
I've set the sleep app, and I listen to myself, and that shit. Like, I don't be snoring throughout the whole night.
Yeah,
but like there are moments, and my snore is like soft. Like it ain't like a. Not like our friends.
Yeah, your shit don't be loud. I don't, I remember.
Nah, my shit is like.
Nah, the homies, they be like my homie, also homie, Demore's, his shit is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll be like, man, this is nuts.
Yeah,
I was like, how do people sleep with you?
Yeah, that's what I be wondering about, like, girls and shit. Yeah. Like,
they have to be just up in the bed with them, like, it's just like, oh,
how do you get used to that?
I don't know.
Because when I, like, when I used to live in that house with them, my room was on the complete other side of the house, and I would hear it. Like, if my TV was off in my room, I would hear it. So I know that wife at the time was like, I was like, how are you getting to sleep with
that
shit?
She just, like, vibrating, like,
because that shit is like, rah!
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you sleep through that? But
they must get used to it. I don't know. That's interesting.
I got caught talking in my sleep. Uh-huh. That shit was crazy. Because they tell you everything that's happening. Like, everything. It's like, snoring.
Oh, this app does that?
Yeah, it was like, this is you snoring at this time. This you coughing, because I be getting that that dry throat, that post-nasal drip or whatever.
Yeah, post-nasal drip. So, like, it'll be like, follow the drip, follow the drip.
At 3:57 a.m., and you'll play it, and it'll just be like,
oh, so you can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, I'm going to try that. Man, I wish I had that last night, because I feel like I was going crazy.
Yeah, you hear yourself talking.
I was like, beat me off me, get out. Like, I just want to know what that looked like from the outside, like someone seeing that.
Damn. I heard myself talking, and shit was the stupidest shit. It was just like, give me another one.
It do be stupid. Like, my stepmom do that. Like, she falls asleep, she'd be talking, and it always seemed incoherent. It's like, where's the napkin? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you dreaming about, stepmom?
Slide the DMs and let us know if you have really great sleep. I don't. Yeah. I'm trying my best to stop sleeping with the TV on.
Yeah, tell us some good sleep habits, because I think good sleep is the new flex. Like, if you sleeping good, that's better than, like, having on, like, Louis Vuitton to me.
Rochelle, you sleep good?
I sleep very good.
You got bedtime?
Do you have a bedtime routine? That's what everybody keeps saying, have a bedtime routine. And I just be like, man, I don't fucking tell me what to do.
I'm a grown man.
I'll fucking run this house. If I want to stay up on TikTok until 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to do that shit.
Yeah, it's 5 in the morning.
Recently, I've been going to bed by midnight latest.
Midnight latest?
Usually I'm in bed by 11.
Damn.
And I wake up at
7:30. Ah! Okay, that's kind of what I'm doing. But I'm not out. But, like, if I'm at home, I try to go. I get in the bed at 11:30, hopefully fall asleep by midnight. And I wake up at 7:30, too.
For what?
Not lately. Not lately.
All right, let me ask you this, though. So here's my thing. So the other night, because you were involved in this. So Lamar went to go see the Nanny Goats. At
the Flea Fox. Nanny Goats. Yeah, you disrespect my music like that.
Who's that? Oh, the Flea Fox.
Like, I went to go see Roger Brown. Chris Brown's twin brother. Roger Brown.
Roger Brown.
Kron went to go see Roger Brown the other night.
You went to go see the Flea Flickers.
Yeah.
And you, I was, like, so bored at home, and I was playing video games. But there's, like, a moment where it's like, okay, cool, I'm settled in. Because I'm trying to get more. I'm the type, a little bit about me. I go out every night. Do something social every night.
In these streets.
I'm in these streets. Whether that be as simple as just going to a friend's house, or whether we going out. I just get so bored at home.
Yeah.
But I try to settle in. I made myself tired. I had a long workout that day. I was sore. Like, I'd already took my bath. You know, like, I took a shower. But
I'm nice too bath, big for the bathtub.
Candles. It's hard to get out of it. I never thought I'd be that guy who's like, when I'm sore, I can't get out of that fucking tub because my legs are, like, scrunched up in it. Tubs are not big enough for people above.
They're not big enough.
5'10".
That's why I don't take baths, because they don't make butt tubs big enough.
No.
They don't rubber tub dub in the.
They don't rubber dub dub in the big ass tub. Now, I will say, when I buy a house, my tub finna be. I'm finna get a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah.
I'm finna get a big ass tub.
That's good.
But I don't have it yet. I have a small tub, so I don't get in a bathtub. Anyway, took a shower. I was rested.
Yeah.
Played my video games. Made me a little dinner. You know, I settled in. It was. I was like, you know, I'm gonna have a night in. Not gonna drink nothing. I didn't open up no wine. And like, I'm gonna have a night in. You know. And I'm like, that's it. Yeah. And then it gets to like 11:20. And at this point, I'm not tired enough to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, it's that weird like purgatorial state.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, I'm just like, what is happening? I've watched all the YouTube videos I can watch. I've played
I had that a lot during the pandemic when I was quarantined.
Yeah. I played six straight games of MLB The Show. Mm-hmm. And no, it's like, it feels like nobody's texting you back.
Yeah.
It feels like even when you just like, hey man, check out this TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, we're doing things. And I'm like,
like we out. We I don't out. Know where you at.
And so you, at? You hit me up at like 11:40 and was like, mm-hmm. You in the streets? I was like, I'm on my way. Like, I had to get out. And immediately jumped up. Because
I was like walking out the concert. And I'm like, it's still early. And then I could tell everybody I was with was giving me that kind of like, all right, about to hit the crib. And I'm like, man, y'all niggas are whack. Let me call Carl Siri. He was like, I'm ready to go.
I'm on two wheels. I can't stay at home. I know I have to set up that habit, though. But do you have a sleep habit to get in bed at the time? Like, do you put your phone down, turn off all blue light? Do you put your shades on? A little fun fact. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying this. Mm-hmm. But our good buddy Nick Weiger, mm-hmm. host of Doughboys Podcast, along with Mike Mitchell. When we be on the road, he'll just like come downstairs in the Airbnb with shades on at night. I was like, what the fuck?
Like sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And he's like, oh, it's to help me get to sleep. Yeah. Because it's preventing blue light from coming in.
Yeah. What's in between that and just wearing the
No, this eye is mask. This is when we're like still up watching TV and shit.
Oh, okay.
And he'll wear the sunglasses to like.
Oh, then like his, get it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
smart.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So I might start doing that.
Like you just be funny, you walk in the house and he got shades on. What's, like, what's going on?
That's what it was. Like, look right. Wait, you explain that. But yeah, do you have a night routine?
When I first started trying to get to bed early, I would read the Bible, mm-hmm. and I would immediately fall asleep.
It was so boring. I ain't gonna disrespect the word like that. This is the word of God we're talking about.
Why did I be so boring then?
No, actually, the Bible.
When in the afterlife, you talk to God about that. I'm just kidding.
It's mostly reading. Like, I will not go to TikTok. I will not watch.
Reading will put a motherfucker to sleep. That's why I can't read today, because I'm always falling. If you ask me to read something, for a book report or something, I can't get through it. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah, it makes me sleepy too.
Why is that? Is it just because it's too much work?
It's too slow, I guess. Or our brains are too fast now.
Reading don't make me sleepy. You know what makes me sleepy? Being out and tiring myself out to where I go home.
By the time you get home, you're just like.
Yeah.
Also, 10 milligrams of melatonin.
Man, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it with no aids. Mm-hmm. With no medicinal aids. Melatonin, mm-hmm. marijuana. I'm trying to do it with no aid. Because people be like, I just smoke a little weed. Yeah, you smoke a little
also,
weed.
Also, I heard alcohol.
It's bad for your sleep.
Yeah.
And I drink so much.
Like, it really fucks. Apparently, when you drink alcohol, you don't sleep at all. Like, you're just tossing and turning the whole night. But I wonder if the sleep app has that app on there.
Yeah, it says, you was drunk. You're drunk right now.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Here's my new thing I started doing. I'm the same way, Rochelle. I take a shower, and then I do, I make some tea. So it's like a sleepy time tea, that caramel. It's called bedtime caramel tea. Mm-hmm. Shit good as hell. It smells good. It smells like caramels. So then I go, so I do the tea, and then I take the melatonin, just one, and I take an Advil. And then I drink a glass of alkaline water, and then I put on this, I put on an audio book. So I don't read, but I put on an audio book because it feels like someone's mm-hmm. telling me a bedtime story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, but that, you know, that's
I might try to get that Calm app. And LeBron tell you a story about how he became successful.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, LeBron.
Calm.
That shit seems expensive, though.
The Calm app?
I feel like it's like $70 a month to listen to people tell you stories.
There's another one called Insight Timer that is the same thing.
You know what I'd be scared of?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be scared of that shit. So sometimes I'll turn on TV in my room.
Yeah.
I turn on the black mm-hmm. screen rain channel, so it looks like a black screen, but you hear the rain and thunder and shit.
Yeah.
And that has worked for me, but I have to scroll through that shit first to make sure it's just not at a certain moment, at 6 hours, it's not like,
that's what do be happening. It'd be it's all calm, and then you wake up real light, it's like, boom, blah, ba, bing, yeah. blah, bing. Like, corn, how'd you get in here? But my new thing, you know, you probably won't like this, but I mean, I don't know. If you ever having that night like that, because that's happened to me last night, because I was like, I was exhausted because I had the shrooms on Friday, and then we went out, and then I was getting lit even after that. Then we went to the, I went to the baseball game. Oh, yeah, I got a spotted too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Dodgers game, and then Sunday I was just kind of like, I'm done. I can't do nothing. So then but I was feeling bored. Like, I, at around, like, 7, 8:30, I was like, I got to get out of here. So I just walked around the neighborhood, and then that, by the time I got back, I was like, all right, it's time to go to bed now.
I can't walk around my neighborhood at 11 o'clock at night. Too many white people in my neighborhood. I live in a white neighborhood with homes. I can't be walking.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm not allowed
that's
to.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Stay your ass in the house.
Stay in the house after 11 o'clock. I can go for a drive. That's what I was doing during the pandemic. I
would like, the same thing.
I would, like, go gas up and then just, like, drive all the way up.
Yeah.
Like, Lancashire. Like, and just see, like, no, I've never been this far up.
Yeah.
And now I'm in Sun Valley and, like, I guess I'll drive back now.
Yeah. And by the time you get back, it was like, all right, time to go to bed. Like, okay, so you want to hear my spotted?
Yes.
I got spotted. So I go to the
Nanny Goats is what they call
the Mandy Goats. The Nanny Goats. My favorite folk band. That actually would be a dope name for a band. So I go to the Dodger game. My first Dodger game ever. Did you know that, Carl? I've never been to a Dodger game.
Really?
I've been to one Braves game once, and that's my experience with baseball. I got to say, I really like baseball. I didn't realize, I just never really liked watching it on TV, but watching it live was definitely more fun. Then I'm sitting in the dugout, behind the dugout, because my friend Tapscott, shout out Sarah Tapscott, great writer, writes on Sex Lives of College Girls. Amazing show if you haven't seen it. So so we're in the dugout, and right in front of us, honestly, I didn't even notice. I was like so overwhelmed. Also, you ever feel like, tell me what you, because you go to a lot of sports, live sports. I feel like it's just a little overstimulated. Like, it'd be like every 10 minutes, like, stand up, do some noise, make some noise. I'd be like, man, can I just chill the fuck out for a second?
At baseball games, you can chill quite a bit. At basketball games, it's a lot of stimuli.
Yeah, they be throwing it down. But I didn't realize how many.
I personally, that's the type of stimuli and big, because I don't like being in big crowds.
Yeah.
That's the type I can be in. Uh-huh. A concert to me is too much.
Really?
There's too many people around. I'm like, well, man, what y'all doing, man?
Interesting. That is interesting. I didn't know. So I'm too overwhelmed. So I'm watching a game. I'm seeing baseball players. Also, I spotted a homie, Jack Keese, who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
A couple episodes back, if the real hardcore fans, they know. They get down from the beginning.
Know.
So Jackie's called me. He was like, yo, turn around. And I turned around. He was right behind me. I was like, what up? Mm. So that was a kind of a little spotted. But then I get home, and I'm like, man, I ain't seen no celebrities. And then Tapscott was like, you ain't see who we were sitting right behind the whole time? They're from that show called Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ah, I've heard of that.
Rob McElhenney, Caitlin Olsen, and their daughter was right in front of me the whole time. And I didn't even notice. I was too busy rooting for the Dodgers.
Dodgers won.
Sorry for the Cub fans out there.
Man, fuck a Cubs fan. Care about those goddamn
the
Cubs.
The Cubs fan brought me to the game. Without her, I would not be there.
Now, the Dodger game is really fun. Everybody should experience it at least one time.
It is fun. I think, I gotta say, I mean, not like my opinion matters, but like from of all the sports events I've been to live, I gotta say the baseball takes the cake for me.
Really? Better than basketball?
Yeah. I think basketball just, I like basketball live too. It's not like I don't like a live, but I could watch that at home. But I'm like, this, for some reason, I think being so close to the field, like I get to feel
Yeah, y'all had good seats.
The thing that's missing from the sort of fast pace of baseball is there when you're there, I think.
Yeah. You don't have to, the secret to watching baseball on TV is paying attention to the pitcher and seeing how he's doing.
Oh, interesting.
But in person, you can see how everything
is going. Like I can see this guy, I can see the side coaches, the base coaches, and then.
But your first game experience being that close to the action is nuts.
Yeah.
So, like, of course, you're going to enjoy that a lot more. But I took you to Clippers games. We sit close.
Yeah,
you
that was
me
great.
To the Clipper game.
I like that. Basketball games are great. But yeah. I think football is definitely the lowest to me.
Football is not fun to watch in person.
I did not like
I
that
I was
in
actually kind of upset because it was football is my favorite sport.
Yeah.
And it was, I was like, oh, shit, like, this is not tight to watch
in person. Basketball is a favorite sport, and you like the way the ball goes up and down the court.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. I keep it so fresh on the microphones, like no interruptions when the game is on. But
I'm playing basketball. And we're like 40 minutes in this podcast. I haven't talked about gossip.
I know.
Yet.
Speaking of, you know who else likes to watch baseball at home? Tiny Nate.
Tiny Nate, he's a sports guy. They're branding him as a sports guy in season two.
The remains of Jay. Let's get into it. Swish, swish. Play that swish sound.
And this episode was a hum.
This episode was a hum digger. We're going to kick the bell every time now. Don't disrespect the homies' bells.
You can ring homies' bell.
You can ring my homies' bell.
Man, guess who's back? Poppy.
Poppy is back in the game, Poppy.
We were wondering about Poppy. I didn't know she came back like that.
Big Poppy.
Hey,
we
Poppy.
Had a bee lunch.
Poppy, you worried about Serena, Poppy? Why are you worried about Serena's social status, Poppy?
What is the reference to, the remains of Jay?
Oh, shit.
You don't know? That's fine. While you finding that, we'll talk about it. Serena's walking and talking.
Yeah, walking.
It's New York. That's what you do. You're walking over here. You're talking over here.
Did she almost get hit by a taxi cab in that scene, too?
Huh?
Did she almost get hit by a taxi cab?
No, Blair did. Almost got hit by a taxi cab because Blair, for some reason, Blair is avoiding Serena. Mm-hmm. I went back and looked at the last episode, and I'm like, why is she doing this? Like, why is she avoiding, like, but Poppy called that shit out. It was like, you still beefing with your friend and me?
Yeah,
that girl don't even fucking like you like that.
I know. Stop hanging with that.
I'm waiting on that fallout, and I'm thinking it's going to happen when they go to college. But I feel like if I'm making a judgment right now, I feel like Serena's not going to go to college. I feel like because especially what happens at the end of this episode, like,
Does she go to? Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to tell you.
Don't tell me, but like, I feel like the falling out between them is going to happen soon.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like the building. It's building up. I mean, if you got that much beef in high school, once you go to college, it's just like,
it's over.
It's hard to like keep that going.
It's over.
But you're wondering why it's Blair not willing to. Doesn't want her to know about her and Nate? Is that the thing?
Or just, like, why is she avoiding her in general? So, like, why is she lying to her, saying that she's eating breakfast, and then she almost get hit by that car?
Yeah.
And
he's
like, man, why are you walking over here?
Out of the street in New York City.
New York City.
I got a chopped cheese sandwich over here.
You got
here
a bacon, egg, and cheese on a Kaiser roll.
I got the ham and cheese. You know, the New York Nets, they gonna take it all the way this year.
Yeah, the New York Nets.
So Blair's hanging out with Nate, dog.
Yeah, Blair's hanging out with Nate. Oh, that's why. I get it now. She didn't want her to know where she was going.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, no, I thought it was something else. I don't know why I thought Serena already knew that, but I get it now.
But I thought you were saying that because it also makes me wonder, like, why does she not want Serena to know about that? Because that doesn't seem like that would be a weird thing for her to know about.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason Serena can't know about her and Nate, though.
Now, here's one thing that's been pissing me off since this episode has started, but it really happens in this next scene.
Mm-hmm.
Casa de Humphrey. They at the Casa. Dan got his Yale stuff popping. It's Jenny's birthday.
Yeah.
Lily making breakfast this morning. They said they got to get over to Lily's house. So this is before school. They got their uniforms on.
Yeah.
And they got to get over to Lily's house before they got to go to school.
Yeah.
Let's just say school starts
that's
at 8
some real step-by-step
a.m.
shit. Like Brady Bunch shit.
Yeah,
no,
for real.
We ain't got time for that.
Yeah, let's just say school starts at 8 a.m. I don't know what area they live. Okay, Constance in St. Jude is over in Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah.
They live in Brooklyn.
Upper East Side, yeah.
So they got to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan to get to breakfast before school starts to get to school with Eric and Serena. Now, let's think about the timing of this. There's no way that they're not leaving this house after 7 a.m. So this shit is like a good
that would have to be like 6:05 in the morning.
This is like 6. I'm gonna guess this is like 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck is Vanessa showing up to their fucking house that early in the morning? Before they go to the other spot. And then only stays for 5 minutes.
Yeah, what is she doing?
Why are you up, Vanessa?
That means she getting up.
She getting up.
Because she was dressed and ready to rock. She was well rested and shit.
She was fucking fresh, dressed, ready to party. I'm like, what time is it? Also, the fact that Serena and Blair was already up, because Blair trying to go to Nate's house in the morning.
That's
before school.
Breakfast is like a big deal. They must be getting up early. Maybe school starts later at Constance. Maybe it's like 11 o'clock call time.
But so they go to school from 11 to 6? What? Like, that's nuts. Like,
yeah,
this
know.
Shit is early in the morning. Like,
it's definitely early, but it seems like, at least on the Blair Serena side, it seems like breakfast before school is like they move.
Yeah.
Like they be getting down. But they also live on
the Upper East
Side. I mean,
breakfast is technically the most important meal of the day, is what they say.
I don't think that's true.
I only think it's true in, well, I have to speak from my body standpoint.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast is important to get your metabolism started in the morning.
Oh, where? I don't eat breakfast.
I don't either, but that's an issue. This morning
my stomach, every time I eat breakfast, my stomach hurts. Like, my body doesn't want food in the morning.
When you say your stomach hurts,
uh-huh.
Does it actually, like, is it like pain in you, or is it like,
no, I just have to take a shit?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because yeah. When you say your stomach, I'm like, it hurts. Or
I mean, but it's not comfortable.
Yeah,
like it ain't like it's not like the regular kind of take a shit when you're like, oh, I have to take a shit right now.
It's like, I gotta
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Makes
sense.
You know, that's upsetting.
Makes sense. So Vanessa's over there complaining about Nate. She's over there at 6. Yeah. It has to be 6:15 in the morning.
Also, did you see that cake? Oh, we're going to get to it when they get to Lily's house.
Big Poppy back in the picture.
Yeah.
Serena runs into Big Poppy. She got a new haircut.
I feel about Big Poppy. You still fuck with her?
I mean, for the most part, you can't trust nobody.
Yeah,
in this
like
show.
What is her angle?
So Big Poppy definitely. We gonna see. Well, uh-huh. There was some drama. There was some drama in this.
Yeah,
not drama, but like some seeds planted toward the end of this with Big Poppy that we gonna see. She got a new haircut, new boyfriend. Serena sounds like, you know, Serena's like, I almost got back with Dan, but we broke up.
Yeah, like,
and
she ain't had no tea. I ain't got no juice.
I ain't got nothing. And Big Poppy's like, okay. Like, I guess.
Okay.
Dan gone. Blair gone. The friend of me gone.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm throwing a sweet 16 party for a friend tonight. And Poppy's like, sweet 16.
Yeah.
As in children's?
Children's party?
I'll see what. Look, and she's like, have fun. Poppy said, have fun with your little party. I said, oh.
Yeah.
Serena got a hit with that one.
Yeah,
Poppy
she
had
got,
to have,
she
a, have fun
her
with
ass.
Your little party and shit. You
Serena was like,
weird ass. I can't believe this. I have nothing going on in my life. Where's
Dan?
You
know what I think? Poppy, imagine it's like, who's our famous friend? Like, imagine if, like, that'd be like...
Our most famous friend? Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, so let's say Paul F. Tompkins walked up to you on the street. You ain't seen him in, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what you up to, Carl? He's like, just doing a couple auditions. You know, like, I think it's just, like, I try to imagine Pop. It's like, in my mind, I got to think of Poppy as, like, she's, like, Puff Daddy status.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
otherwise, the story don't make sense to me. Because, like, why'd she care what Poppy think?
But, oh, yeah, because she was, that was the girl who had her on page 6.
Yeah.
So she is,
she's
so
like
Poppy
famous.
Is popping.
Yeah, because, like, you see some Charles and them canceled their whole, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that. Lily made a breakfast.
Turn
it off real quick. We're going to get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Lily made breakfast. They got too many kids in this damn house. Everybody running around.
I know. Chuck Bass is in there.
Chuck Bass.
He's like, what's up, y'all?
I have a thing. I don't eat breakfast. I get my cardio at night.
I like having Dan beefing in the crib
early
in the morning.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to talk about that, too. But they tell Jenny they doing a party, but she don't want no fucking party. She's like, I don't have no friends.
Yeah, I ain't got no friends. I ain't got no life.
Yeah, I don't want
I'm
no
just
party.
Trying to stay humble. You know what I mean?
Just trying to sit down and be humble.
But then she had cake in her hand. That shit was nasty. What was that? The thing she had in her hand.
Oh, that weird like, chocolatey cake type thing. It probably was some Upper East Side rich bullshit.
Yeah, that shit looked disgusting.
It didn't look good. Man, you better get Jenny some pound cake, some 7-Up socket tummy cake.
Fruit cake on the side.
That's probably what that was. That's probably what that was.
Fruit cake is weak.
Fruit cake is garbage.
Weak.
Let me tell you something about fruit cake.
Trash.
Why would you want, why do I want a cake with jellied fruit?
Yeah, like,
if I'm eating a fruit cake, it's gonna be like a tart. Shout out to my family.
The tart family discovered tart.
Yeah. Listen, don't bring no fruit cake round me.
I don't want no fruit. What's your favorite cake? Big cake? Little cake?
Sour cream cake is good. 7-Up cake.
I've never had that.
You never had 7-Up cake?
Nah, it's like 7-Up, like 7-Up down, or it's like upside, it's like an upside down.
No,
cake.
Not the pineapple upside down cake. No, 7-Up cake is. I don't even know. My grandma used to make it. It's a Southern thing.
I'm a cheesecake man. What do you like, Rochelle?
What's your favorite cake, Rochelle?
Flan. Carrot cake.
Carrot cake with a. I like a carrot cake with a lot of icing.
Yeah, a little cream cheese.
A good ass. Oh, shut up, Siri.
I like the yellow cake.
Cancel.
It's looking for carrot cakes. Carrot cakes near me. But yeah, I understand why Jenny's trip like doesn't want that, but at the same time, it's like, this is all you wanted your whole life, is the Upper East Side lifestyle. Now all of a sudden you're like,
you don't want
fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Lily's all mad too. She's
like, okay,
she's just gonna let me cancel. I just ordered this all this shit for nothing.
Yeah,
huh?
You see all these bagels? You see all these bagels I done toasted?
Yeah, try to do something nice for your spoiled ass.
You see, Eric got a haircut.
Oh, did Eric say something funny in this episode?
He said a lot of things funny.
Eric's Carl's favorite new character. he keeps popping up, like, saying the weirdest shit. He said something.
I forgot what it was, but it made sense.
He was killing me in that party, though, where he kept coming back being like,
you need to get out of here.
Yeah. Hey, there's something crazy going on over here.
You need to get out of here. So Rufus, when everybody walk away, Rufus going through some paperwork. Rufus
Snooping.
Rufus,
I feel like Rufus has been cooking, but now that he's with Lily, Rufus be snooping.
Yeah, he do.
I think
he always looking through some shit.
Yeah.
Even though that was for him.
Was it? Or I was.
Well, that's the FAFSA, so you know you got to, like, it's the paperwork that he has to fill out.
Oh, so he would have looked at it.
He would have seen it, yeah.
Gotcha.
But he saw it before Dan did, and he's like, I have to hide this from Dan.
Yeah.
And then, so, because he got denied for the FAFSA, which, we'll get to it, but there's some shit I got to talk about with this.
Okay,
that shit felt like some crazy propaganda at the end of this episode. I'm like, hold on, man.
Yeah. But, I was like, what y'all trying to say about this?
Yeah.
That was funny, though, like, Rufus snooping. He's like, what's this? Like, he always got the same acting move, too. He'd be like,
Yeah.
Oh, let me hide this.
Because we got to keep secrets in this family.
But I love that. What do you think of Lily offering to help? Would you have took that help?
Nah.
Rochelle would. Rochelle's nodding her head.
Rochelle, you would have took that help from your new boyfriend?
She's super rich.
Yeah.
That's true, but then you're going to owe her.
Would you, if you had
owe me
a kid,
back, like you
would you
owe
let
your
new boyfriend pay for your kid's college fund? What if y'all break up? That would really be awkward.
You gonna give me that money back?
If I really did not have money, which honestly it sounds like Rufus does, because he's getting denied for FAFSA.
Yeah,
I would.
I would too. I got no problem taking money from people.
I do. I don't like taking money from nobody.
I used to have a hard time with it, but it's like
you gotta know who you taking money from, because some people hold that shit over your head.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think I gotta stop giving money to people.
Yeah, that's the issue.
That's the real
problem. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay.
But the FAFSA been denied. So the Minions they was like, okay, so cool. We ain't gotta act like we weren't coming because Slim Charles having a party.
Yeah.
We gonna go to her party because your shit is canceled. And now Serena's like, nah, I'm not canceling my shit.
Fuck that. Poppy was right. My life is whack.
Yeah.
I gotta stuff it up.
Slim Charles having a party. I know I'm gonna have a better party than Slim Charles. Poppy, get Poppy on the phone.
That's such a funny dialogue. Like, if you was having a party, would you go, hey boys, she goes, like, Penelope's line was like, you girls excited for my party tonight? I feel like I would never have that word, that phrase coming out of my mouth. Like, if I'm having a party, I'll be like, you guys excited for my party tonight? I would never say that to somebody. You're either coming or you're not. If I'm having a party, you show up.
Show
I don't even know
party.
How you feel about it. All right, anyway, sorry. It's my little pet peeve on Slim Charles.
So, Vanessa. I forgot to say, when they were still at Roof's house, when they was leaving, in the 2 minutes that she was there at 6:15 in the morning, fully dressed, not going to school with them, just showing up before they go
no
to school.
No school, no job, no family.
No, nothing. What is going on with your life, Vanessa? Get your life. Vanessa, get your life.
I think people would like Vanessa more if we knew her life more.
That's true.
We don't really know shit about her, what she deals with, where she's from, you know.
We don't know nothing about her.
She might be struggling.
New Jersey. She's from New Jersey, ain't she?
She was
from New York and then moved to New Jersey and then came back to New York. That's when she showed up in his bedroom.
I can't remember.
But,
that's a good question, though.
Where we at? Oh, yeah. So she got an email from Nate while she was still at the house. She's like, oh, cool. He just emailed me.
Yeah.
He just emailed me.
Yeah,
like, that's so.
That's old shit.
That should have been a telltale sign right there. He just emailed me as opposed to calling or texting.
Yeah,
he sent an email. We wasn't using email like that back then.
But it's like that is. Oh yeah, that and Dan. Did Dan know that was gonna happen, or he just was like?
Nah,
he was
like,
trying to be like, don't worry.
Yeah.
But
like, oh shit, that's
shit's
tight.
Over, girl.
So she pulled up to Nate's.
Vanessa fucked up,
and she sees Blair leaving.
Yeah.
And she's standing and they be hiding. Shit is always so fucking convenient.
I know. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Don't look. Close your eyes, Vanessa. Close your eyes.
And then Chuck pulls up in the limo.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Yeah. Let me get a humdinger for that. Yeah. He came in with Chuck just be riding around in limo. Yeah, limo. Yeah. Always timed out perfectly.
The shit that breaks me bad on limo.
He's like, let me know when you're ready to do something about this. Oh, that was him.
Yeah,
he sent the email.
He was like, Nate's password's been soccer since we were 8.
Yeah.
I see you got the email. You see what you see
funny.
What you
my
saw.
My friend's pastor was football.
You see what you saw. Now you see what you saw. Now let me know if you want to do something.
Yeah, so, what you want to do about it, little girl? Vanessa be getting mad, too. Yeah. She got that fire.
Whew. Yeah, yeah.
Don't so fuck with her.
Chuck confronts Blair at school. He still got her in a chokehold because he knew exactly what words to hit her
ass. Yeah, yeah. He ain't got no spark.
He ain't got no spark.
He ain't got no fire. He ain't no fireworks.
No fireworks was me.
Yeah, you remember when we was in the back of the limo right after the burlesque show? I'll never forget that night.
Yeah,
and he's right. And then, so I guess they ain't really was hooking up yet.
No,
Blair and Nate.
Yeah, that I did not realize. I thought he really.
He's really playing it slow. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe they just really did just have a sleepover that one night.
Yeah, I guess they just being friends. You know, they got a long history, so I just see it. But, and that's Nate. I think Nate's like, I don't trust Blair. He's like, I ain't finna just give it his dick ain't free.
This
dick ain't free.
So Rufus tells Lily, he ain't got the bread for Yale.
I ain't got the bread for Yale, and I got the bread for this chili. Can you pick some bread up later for me?
She offers to pay, but
I would have took that shit.
He's like, you know, he ain't going for that. Rufus ain't going for that.
He's like, nah. Yeah. You can't be holding shit over my head like that later.
Nah, because I'm trying to step out.
But then she was like, you can move into my house.
She says, why don't you sell the loft and move in?
See, this is what I'm saying. Like,
bad. Chuck ain't going for this.
That's a crazy, I mean, like, in my mind, like, I get the, like, pride of it, but I'm also like, why would you do that? It's like, it's such a weird ego thing. It's like, I'm not going to take money from you, but I'm going to sell this thing that I care about to not do that, like to just move in with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, to me, it's like, they cancel each other out. Like, you also could have just took the money from her. Anyway.
So Nate walking with Blair, she trying to make sure he breaking it off with Vanessa.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing maybe you're going to break it off. And he's like, he thinks it's over. He thinks that Vanessa.
Give it some time.
We're going to talk about it. It'll be over. I'm going to go to dinner. I'll come to your place right after. How about that?
Yeah.
But something about this. Nate's plan is like, hey, nobody else is involved. It's between me and you. It's between me and you. Like, I'm like, yeah. She is involved. She's literally telling you to break up. You're not stupid.
Yeah.
You know what she's trying to do.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out because it's like it's not like you're like, he's not interested.
Yeah.
But he's also acting like, well, I ain't really cheating, so I don't know. That shit was confusing.
Very confusing. Very confusing.
I don't like them together, Blair and Nate. That's a bad idea for both of them.
Yeah. So S takes Jenny to see Poppy get a dress, right? Poppy gon' get
Poppy
this party
and
Poppy.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
Poppy this. Poppy, well, you want to go? You didn't get the party going. Have a party for the little girl.
She's going to have it on some socialized shit, though. She's like, we're going to bring the adult homies. You know, none of that kid shit, Serena. I know you a kid, Serena, but none of that kid shit. All right? I know there's a party for children, but none of that children shit, okay?
What was it? Was Eric there?
Eric was not at the dress place.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
I do like that dress. The dress they picked out was better than the one that Lil' J picked out.
Yeah, Lil' J has bad taste. And she makes
clothes.
He's
like, clothes. What do y'all think it is? And they were like,
we want
that other one.
Yeah.
Because we going to have, it's your 16th birthday, girl.
It's your 16th birthday. You got to live it up.
I didn't like the way they said every culture celebrates that. Is that racist? I don't know. They were like, every culture celebrates their 16th birthday.
Actually, quinceañeras are for 15.
Yeah, it was like a real, like, white privilege moment.
Did you have a sweet 16 party, Rochelle?
No.
No?
Not like it wasn't special. More special than other birthdays.
Yeah.
I think my sister did. Or both of them did. Sweet 16. Remember
my
that show?
My sweet 16.
That show was crazy. Man, that's so much money.
I enjoy that show. Remember big boy from Outkast's daughter had her sweet 16 on that show?
Yeah, and then, is that the one where they bought her? I remember CeeLo Green had one, too.
CeeLo's green daughter? Tiana Taylor, who was just like a socialite at that point, had one. That's the first time I'd ever heard of her. I was like, who is this girl?
Oh, really?
Why is she on
I didn't know her through that. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, she one of them, I think it was a big woman, they bought her like a big ass Lamborghini or something.
Lambos, Hummers, big ass pink Hummers and shit.
That's crazy.
That's that 16-year-old
sweet
shit.
16.
I used to watch that show all the time and be like, man, I don't want none of this because I knew I couldn't have it. You know?
Yeah, I don't want that life. I'm happy with my, yeah. They get my gift card.
What did I get on my 16th birthday? I don't remember.
Yeah, did you do anything?
See, it was 2005.
Did you have the birthday parties?
I never liked birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
Until my 30th, I didn't have a birthday party since I was like 7.
Really?
Yeah. I had never had a birthday party when I lived in Los Angeles. And I
what would you do on your
80.
Birthdays usually in high
just
school?
Family, going out to eat or like, you know, like
just kick with
go
the
to
fan.
Roscoe's, kick it with the close homies. Some shit like, same shit I still do now. Yeah. Like, get the close homies together and go do Korean barbecue or some shit. Like that's fine
that's
for
fine.
Me. And then have people tell you happy birthday, get socked up by the basketball team.
And they hit you?
Yeah, beat my ass.
15 times, bow, yeah. Bow.
You'd be trying to like hide it. Because usually my birthday would either fall on like the first day back
yeah.
after winter break or like school hasn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I got to miss it. But if my birthday fell on like the day we start, man, I'd get my ass whooped.
Yeah, I didn't get to celebrate my birthday. So I had the same thing, but I just wasn't allowed to. But yeah. My first birthday party was when I was 30. So, sweet 30.
My sweet 30.
All right. What happened after that?
So,
do we get to Nelly Yuki saying, throwing shade on Ruth's Chili?
Oh, not yet.
Talk about that.
Nate cold-hearted on the breakup. He's sitting at the table. He's like, you know what it is.
Yeah. You know what it is, girl.
Black and yellow,
you know
black
saying?
And yellow. You know what
you know
it
what
is.
You know what I'm saying? Vanilla, you had your shot.
Yeah.
Take your ass back to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't got no family. I don't know what you do.
You knew what it was when you signed up for
I'm
it.
I'm Vanderbilt, baby.
Yeah.
You see how I'm built? Look at his chest. This is Vanderbilt. Yeah. This is a Vanderbilt chest right here.
I can't be taking you out when I'm working at the mayor's office. I need Blair on my side.
He dissed her hard.
And she was like, well, just let me know. Just be honest. Is there somebody else?
Yeah. Nah, it is all you.
Between me and you.
Yeah.
What's the difference between me and you?
yeah, so take your ass out my coffee shop. Get out of here. No, yeah. I guess technically he wasn't lying, though.
Yeah, he really, like, I put in my nose, like, he really believes that shit. Like, he's really, like, and that's what made me go, like, oh, shit, like, he's not.
I think he's growing. I was proud of Nate. I feel like. I think he's becoming a Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he's becoming a Vanderbilt.
I feel like he's becoming a true white man in America. But he's like, he's basically, I think, because I've been in that situation before, it's like, okay, I know I don't want to be with this person anymore, but then you're seeing somebody else, but it's not because you're not interested in this other person anymore. Mm-hmm. It's because I think he's really like, I'm gonna break up with her, and I'm going to see what's good with Blair. But I'm gonna do it on my terms.
My terms.
And I'm not gonna let nobody push me. Cause that's what he's been a guy who's been pushed into. Mm. And that's why I think he'd break up with Vanessa. Cause Vanessa always pushing him to be something
he's not. The internship. Yeah. Come to pierogi town.
We're gonna go to pierogies. Like, it's like, what you telling me, girl? Yeah. You trying to ruin my future?
Fuck. That's wild. She was like, yeah, I don't want you to come around like acting like Chip. Trip.
Trip.
I don't want you to act like Trip.
It's Trip. My name is Trip, okay?
Trip. What is that short for? Tryptophan. Tryptophan Vanderbilt.
Is his name, it's just a nickname. His real name's like William or something.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Trip is like a nick. It's kind of like Bill William kind of thing. Like Trip is like, I think. I don't know.
He's Trip
making up white man shit. White man facts.
Tryptophan Vanderbilt.
Oh, William the Third. Triple.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, man.
You know what black people do with that?
What?
They call the kids Trey.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my cousins, I got two cousins, actually, mm-hmm. that are the third, and they're both called Trey.
Oh, like Trey, just like Trey.
Like Trey.
Like three.
Yeah.
My nephew, he had the same name as my brother, and we call him Cinco, because he's the fifth.
Fifth, yeah.
Yeah, so we call him Cinco.
That's tight.
Five, yeah. Okay. So it is a white man thing.
Trip.
That we all do now, because we are products of white oppression. I'm just kidding. I got to stop being political on this podcast. This is fun.
This is fun.
There's just too much stuff going on in it. I have to look at the news every day to do this podcast.
Can
that's the problem.
You guys keep politics out of
You know what's funny? I think that's actually why, because I feel like sometimes I'm like, why am I talking about politics? It's because I'm looking at the news before I get on here every time. That's why my
You can just go to like News of the Weird.
News of the Weird.
My uncle used to send me emails when he still lived in Germany, like when I was in high school. He would send me emails. He was like, check this out. And it's like News of the Weird. I like got on his News of the Weird mailing list. That would come like
what is it, like aliens and shit?
All types of shit. Just like weird news.
Actually,
shit,
I would like that kind of news. That would be way more refreshing to be like, oh yeah, there was an UFO sighting in Texas, as opposed to like finding out our country's burning. All right,
so he pulls up the Blairs, and she's like, "Did you do it?" And he's like, "Yeah,
yeah, yeah."
I'm gonna go home. I'm tired. Kiss her on the forehead. She's like, "What the fuck,
man?" Tiny Nate. This okay. Here's all right. I gotta ask a question for the lady in the room, or the ladies on the listeners. So like, this is what's interesting to me about a guy sometimes, because like Nate to me is doing what he wants to do in this situation. He's like, I'm gonna go to the crib, right? Mm-hmm. But when I'm watching it, it feels like game. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it feels like he's like running game on her a little bit. But I think he's being genuine. Cause I feel like sometimes I'll be like, you know, very genuinely, like, I'm tired, I gotta go home. And then a girl will think that this is like part of my like strategy or something. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, I'm just genuinely don't wanna like have sex tonight. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Like, when you were watching Nate do that, did it feel manipulative or did it feel like he was being genuine?
It felt genuine to me.
Yeah.
It felt like I, like, really don't want to do it like this. I want to have a real relationship with
you. Yeah, like, because I feel like sometimes, like, especially, like, a guy like Nate, they don't get that credit. Like, because if you watch the whole arc of it, well, we'll get to it at the end. But it's, like, it's interesting that because he's a guy who gets a lot of girls, we're gonna get to it. All right, but we're gonna talk about this though. No, I'm playing. But he is like a guy to me that gets a lot of girls, so it feels like sometimes like he's just comfortable in his skin, and it makes him more attractive. But it's actually just him being himself. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it would bum me out if like. Anyway, all right, I think I made my point. Go ahead, go to sleep. Take your ass to sleep.
Yeah, take your ass to sleep. I'm gonna drink this champagne with Dorota.
It's weird that Dorota, I feel like she's looking younger and younger these days.
Because she got a man.
Oh, yeah, we ain't talk about that yet.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Vanessa pulls up on Chuck, and it's like, they ain't making fools of us no more.
Yeah,
Vanessa
it's time.
Giving
Let's
Chuck
go.
The guts. Vanessa giving Chuck the guts.
We ain't get to the humdingers yet because I'm gonna go crazy.
That was the first part. It wasn't like solidified yet, but like, why you going to Chuck?
Yeah. So she Vanessa's a motherfucker. Like, you can't fuck with her. Nah. She gonna get you. Yeah. So yeah, they had to try to come up with a plan, right?
They gotta come up with a plan.
Okay.
Dan picks up the phone. Mm-hmm. Here's the appraiser. Being like, we coming over to look at your house today.
Yeah, I know, that's stupid. It's like, are you Mr. Humphrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Humphrey.
We come up and look at your place. Dan's like, nah, not a good time. What's going on?
That happened so fast, too.
Dip, dip, dippity, ha.
Little Jake walked back. Yeah. What happened? Was Who was that?
Nothing. Go to your room.
Man.
Man.
Transition. Dan be trying to act like he did. Oh, man. There's a funny part. We going to get to it. I want to talk about that one part with Dan. But, yeah, Dan be trying to act like the man sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how I was, though, because I was the man of the house. And I was like, I'd be like, nah, go back
but
in the
But you
got
to check with your parent. Like, you don't even know what he's talking about. Like, if somebody called my house, even though I was the man of the house, too. Uh-huh. If somebody called my mom's house and was like, hey, this day, I was like, let me check with my mom.
Nah, I'd be like, what's going on?
We don't need no more AC. We don't need no new air conditioning.
Why don't you turn it? I don't want Spectrum. I want the other cable bundle.
Yeah. When I don't pay for it.
My mom be like, did you change the cable? Like, I changed it.
I'm the man in this house.
I'm the man in the house. He's like, slap me in the shit.
Men.
Have you seen that movie, Men, Rochelle?
Men. Have you seen Boyhood?
It's on Boyhood. It's the sequel to Boyhood. You know what I'm talking about?
The new one?
Yeah, the movie, the scary movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it,
no. I wonder if it's good or not.
That shit looks crazy. S calls B to get the Nate T.
Yeah.
She breaking it down. Good? You back with Nate? What's going on with
what's
you?
What's happening? So that's what I'm saying. She wasn't even tripping. She just thought it was kind of lame.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, I guess that's whatever.
Now, here's the part that got on my nerves. So we headed to the party. We go into the house. We see Dorota's boyfriend, who's like, Dorota telling me I need to.
How did they meet? Because isn't that Lily's house?
Yeah.
How did Dorota meet her? Him? Because Dorota's
I guess because they all are out. In the,
they all be
the maids
it.
Union. Yeah.
They the all ma- be in the union.
The maid and doorman like, union.
Me and Dorota.
Dorota tells me that I need to know enemy.
Oh, yeah. We read the Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
You could tell. Damn, we're getting closer to our time. Oh, it's gonna be interesting watching, like, cause I don't know if Ann Coulter was famous back before that.
Yeah, I remember her being like, it was like her and Megyn Kelly were like the two like,
oh yeah,
evil white ladies.
I was wondering why he was reading that.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, why is he reading Ann Coulter book for? Dorota tells me, I do what Dorota tells me.
Yeah,
and it's like, this how we introducing the fact
that's
that
that's a weird ass way to introduce that.
That Dorota's also dating another like. Like low class guy, I guess, is what you're saying. And also, he's also European. And they reading Ann Coulter books. Like, why Dorota can't just have a man from New York?
Man, you know how it is.
You know how it is.
You know how it is, Carl. I have no idea.
So they in the elevator, and Dan, of course, can't hold water.
Yeah.
And Rufus thinking about selling the house. Dad's thinking about selling the house. Where are we gonna live? Like, I'm gonna be at college, but I guess. You're moving on up to the east side. He's saying, and then she goes,
"Finally got a piece of the pie."
She says, "You need to stop watching so many old sitcoms on Hulu." I'm like, "Boy, what's this product placement?" Because at this time,
right,
Gossip Girl was playing on Hulu at this time.
That's what I'm tripping.
It was playing
I'm
the
like,
CW shows.
I'm getting lost in the years now because I'm like, Hulu was around back then.
Yeah, because we in 2010 at this point.
Wow.
Like
man,
this is yeah,
because
they're all
or
at least 2009. What episode? This might still be 2009. Yeah, I was watching Hulu, but on the computer.
Oh, it was like, and it was like brand new, and they still had the commercials.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You still had all the commercials. I would watch. I remember they had all the SNLs every.
And facts,
I would sit in front of the computer and watch SNL.
You had to watch it on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
How come I couldn't watch it on TV?
Maybe they had it on Apple TV at that time. Apple TV was out. Was Apple TV out in 2009?
I don't think so.
But. Yeah, you have to watch it on
Hulu. You only could watch it on. It was like this website, and you can like watch like Community and watch like sitcoms and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay,
I was watch. I would watch Parks and Rec. I would watch 30 Rock on there.
Yeah,
I would watch all the NBC shows and CW shows was on there too.
Yeah, and they really came up.
Yeah,
they're doing it big now.
You start watching so many old sitcoms on Hulu, which has old sitcoms.
Yeah, that
now
was a
Hulu
very
has
specific.
Live TV.
Also, it was like. Don't be telling him not what to watch. Yeah, that's a great show to jump into.
Product placement. Is what I wrote in my notes. So Jenny gets into the poppy party. She don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
She sends the Gossip Girl blast to ruin the shit. To have all them people come up in that lady's house.
I know. Jenny is so whack.
I was just like, Jenny, why do you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
Like, you could just leave the party.
Yeah. Like, do something else. Just leave in a huff.
Leave in a huff. Leave mad. Be
like
mad
people
at Serena.
Don't leave in a huff anymore. Everybody's got to do, like, you know, big
I got
pranks
to fuck
and
some shit.
Shit
up.
Yeah, it's like, just
man,
leave in a
well, everybody on this show always got to fuck some shit up, man. That's the one thing.
Eric's the one sane person. He's like, I don't know, man. Sure about this?
Yeah. They're going to be rowdy.
And then Weston ain't canceled their party. Slim Charles.
Yeah, they was like, when we heard there was a poppy party popping, we came over here.
It's a poppy party popping?
It's a poppy party popping.
We had to pop over.
They call it a PPP loan.
Yeah.
It's a poppy party popping.
It's a poppy party. I got to be. Yeah, the Minions is trash sometimes. I was like, man, y'all ain't shit.
Y'all ain't
fucking
shit.
Minions.
You really ain't shit.
Why don't you have
Slim
some character?
Charles and the Minions,
why don't you have some integrity?
And this is when
motherfuckers.
Yuki was like, what's in that pot?
Oh, yeah. Nelly Yuki, you
it's
killing
cumin.
Me, girl. She thinks she's tight because she's going to yell now.
Yeah.
She done took Blair spot.
It's cumin.
She's like, yeah, that shit don't smell right. Oh, did he say it's cumin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I need a good chili recipe.
I just found out about cumin since I started cooking.
Yeah.
It's a good spice.
Good spice. Cumin's a good spice. Also, I need to, now I rarely do this, and Lamar, you'll tell me out because I'm not going to look at it, but if you, to the listeners, if you make chili dogs, I need a good chili dog chili recipe.
Okay.
No beans.
Okay.
Mostly, you know, a meat sauce almost. I need a chili recipe because now Lamar, just so y'all know, makes great crock pot chili. But that's a meal. That's a hearty.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that on a hot dog.
No, we had a couple chili parties. I made some cornbread, made some homemade honey butter.
Made some honey butter, good honey butter.
Yeah, and we had the chili party. You know what I'm saying? Rochelle, you can come to the next chili party.
Yeah, we're going to have a big chili party.
Chili cook-off.
Actually, you know what's I was realizing it on this episode. I got the idea to make chili from Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was during the pandemic. I was watching it, mm-hmm. and I kept seeing Rufus talk about it. And I'm like, man, I'm going to try to learn how to make this shit. Yeah. That's totally where that was totally the inception.
Your chili be hidden. It's good. The right amount of sweet and spice.
Yeah.
You put sugar in your chili, huh?
No, but I do put... I can't put my recipe out there like that.
Yeah, we won't tell. We won't. It's a good chili, though. But anyway, I need from you, listener, to send me a hot dog chili recipe. Because I remember when I was a kid, we'd go to my auntie's house. My auntie used to make chili dogs for us.
Right.
You know, chili dogs and your Lay's potato chips on the side.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
And you wasn't allowed to... you weren't allowed to drink your... Not sauerkraut. Some fucking Kraft singles on that shit. But sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut in the hood?
Nah.
Yeah, sauerkraut in the hood. I only said that because that's what I had at the baseball game Friday.
I know, it's sauerkraut. Oh, because y'all went to the
dugout club? Yeah, they had all the shits. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
The dugout club is tight.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a pasta bar. I mean, I'm like, I can't believe this is a possible way to watch a baseball game.
Yeah, it's great. I need a chili recipe. If y'all got a good hot dog chili recipe.
Yeah.
Not a big chili recipe, just a hot dog chili. Meat
sauce. What about onions? You put onions in there? White onions?
I didn't use to when I was a kid, but I could do that now.
Yeah. Or you could do them raw.
You know what?
I
do it when I would get chili dogs at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Get chili cheese dogs at 7-Eleven, you put some onions on there.
Why you need chili dogs?
Because I'm craving it.
Oh, okay.
But I want
to. I think I might go to Wendy's after this.
They got good chili too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So. Mm-hmm. Oh damn! We ain't taking no break this whole time, huh? We'll take a break right now.
Yeah.
Listen to this word.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back from break. Vanessa and Chuck pull up to the party.
Oh,
as soon
man.
As they walk in,
this, let they me see get my shit ready.
Blair. But this is a
it's a mile, mile.
This is they see Blair and Nate being all canoodly.
And they're like, what's that?
Now, this is why this is only a half one, because we knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah.
They knew this was gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Blair, whoa. Party. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, this is what happened. Then all the people come in.
Yeah, yeah.
All the high school people start coming in. Party gets crazy.
Right.
Poppy and the cool adults leave. They're like, we don't do this childish shit. Who are these young ass kids? These girls dancing on the tables and throwing up and Rufus is chilly and shit like that. They gotta get out of here.
I don't like this shit. Poppy don't play. I like that Poppy was still like, you can come with us though.
Yeah.
I like that she, like, because that to me was cool. Like.
Serena, my beef is not with you. It's with this childish bullshit that you're throwing together. Yeah. After we put together a nice social gathering. Yeah. Very lovely.
Yeah. And okay. Like, this is for Lil Jay. And the photographer's like,
it's your birthday? Yeah. And she's like, she does that fucking eye rolly thing that she be doing. Like, man, Lil Jay, get your ass out of here, Lil Jay.
Yeah, like, I was like, I understand why she's mad, but I'm also like, it's still like a free party. And like, just enjoy the shit. Bullshit.
So Nate confronts Vanessa, like, really? You don't show with him? It's your man now?
Yeah, yeah.
I see what you're doing. Oh, you got to be up here. Because they start kissing each other. It's like, it's purely physical. It's nothing more than physicality.
Yeah.
It's purely physical. It's physical education. It's P.E. at a PPP.
That. Yeah, that was crazy. When she kissed the fuck out of Chuck Bass. Yeah. That was crazy.
Fuck out of Chuck.
She was like, come in.
Come in.
Yeah.
And
I'm surprised I didn't hit Gossip Girl.
I know.
Gossip Girl was sleeping on that one.
Yeah, Gossip Girl at the party dancing on the table.
She's like,
I didn't think I was going to be able to come to this party. Uh-huh. So Blair pulls Nate in the room because because Chuck is like, so you got your man. He's like, man, well, I'm going to do whatever I want to.
Yeah.
And Blair pulls him in the room. And Nate's not trying to beat. He's like, I don't want to beat.
Yeah.
But I still want to touch your hair. He's like, only my boyfriend touches my hair.
That was wild.
Don't touch my hair. Only my boyfriend touches my hair. Why are you trying to beat?
Get your ass off of me.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, Nate was just like, what is he on? I guess he's just like, I think he just don't trust Blair.
Yeah.
I think he's just like, if I'm going to date her, because she hurt him, remember?
Yeah.
And then when they were together, she cheated on him.
Yeah.
So I think he's just like, look, if I'm going to get back with her, it's going to be on my terms.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She cheated on him.
So they come out the room, and she sees Blair in the huff, and she sees Nate, and she's like, damn, they didn't smash.
Yeah.
Vanessa got egg on her face. Swift up, dibbly, ha!
No, but I thought, did Nate say they did smash?
I don't know.
So, like, this is what happened. So, like, Chuck was like, man, just chill out, girl. They ain't gonna smash.
Mm-hmm.
So then they come out. And he's like, see, look, because Blair walking out looking frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nate come out. But then I feel like Nate went to Vanessa and was like, you want us together? That's what happened. I feel like he lied to her.
Maybe so. She got egg on her face, though.
Yeah.
Dan and Serena changing the sheets because somebody was having sex in the bed. So they in there changing
that was a
the
great
sheets.
Scene.
The party done got way too out of hand. Eric keeps coming in. Guys, you might want to see this.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, you gotta get down.
You gotta get down there, guys. I can't do nothing. Because he's walking through and he's shorter than everybody, so he's like,
I need help. Somebody help me. These kids are out of control.
They throwing him up in the air. Well, that would have been fun. If I wrote this episode, I would have had them throwing Eric up in the air.
Like a volleyball. Serena, you gotta come see this.
So
he's gotta have fun with it though.
Yeah, yeah. So Jenny and Serena get into it, and they're having a fight. And then next thing you know, Eric goes, "Guys, you might want to see what's happening downstairs." And they get downstairs.
Oh, girl.
And Dorota's boyfriend is like, "You go home now. Go home now."
Oh,
and Coulter, and Coulter,
and
you go home, and Coulter.
Kids.
And there's a bunch of kids beating on the door. And then
I think that used to happen a lot in New York. I think that's a real thing. My homie JJ was telling me.
Oh, they were like crash parties?
Yeah. Like, I think that was like a real thing.
Cops pull up.
Everybody
scattered like roaches. Get out of there. And then Ruth and Lily pull up to the.
That
like,
was great.
Hi, kids. We're home. And Ruth, so they get up there.
Do you
there.
Like Primus? Do you want to see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids? Yeah, they, Big Ruth and Lily, they really dating right
now.
Yeah,
they really
They came home like the parents.
Yeah.
Like the rents.
So they get upstairs. Everybody's out. Place is fucked up.
Yeah.
Nice-ass apartment fucked up now.
Facts.
And they like, and Serena's like they... ain't nobody snitching, but they all like dry snitching.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know
it
I ain't doing
it. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. And then Jenny, and then Serena, like Lily was like, ain't no way Jenny did this. This is her party for her. Why would she do this?
Yeah.
And Jenny not owning up to this shit. I'm like, Jenny.
Yeah, come on, girl.
What are you doing? You can't be she's like the most like stupid criminal where it's like you're doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
But then you afraid to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, it don't make no, it's like, that's such a big choice. Like, the idea that, like, I'm going to just destroy my stepmom's house.
And basically. Then not own up to it.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't saying nothing. Was not taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Serena
but I
thought
in the moment, though, I was kind of like, this is still Serena's fault, kind of. So I was kind of like, I was more mad at Serena in this moment. Even though I feel like I feel like Jay, at some point, when Serena left, because Serena was like, I didn't do shit. I think she was not being, like, I don't know. It seemed like she was doing her old Serena shit, where she's like...
There was a little bit of
like,
old Serena.
I don't know how this happened. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm like, this has everything to do with
you. Yeah.
This would have never happened if you didn't try to force her to do a party.
True. But Lil J is like Serena in that way.
Yeah, they're the same.
They're the same
they're
type
gonna
of person.
They're going to be great sisters.
They're going to be great sisters because neither of them take responsibility or accountability for anything. And then she was like, I'm sorry, Lily. And I'm sorry, Dad. But... You're going to have to let me be me. And this is what happens when you don't let me be me. I invite a bunch of people over on Gossip Girl, and I destroy the whole expensive-ass apartment because I'm a piece of shit.
Did we miss the part? I just want to talk about this part with Dan real quick. They were trying to kick everybody out, and Dan was key-keying with all the girls.
Oh, yeah,
that shit was so funny. He's like, so anyway, he was having a great time.
He wrote
me
a letter. It's a fan letter.
He wrote me this letter. You know what I'm thinking about writing a couple more books. You know what I mean?
And she's like, Dan, can you help me? He's like, I'm actually up to something right now. We need to be up to this.
Dad is a
she
fool,
always blocking.
Like,
Serena always blocking Dan. Let Dan live.
Yeah.
Let Dan be great. You already ran Miss Carr out of town. Let Dan be great.
She drove out of town in her car. I got a fast car.
Luckily, my boy Eric there to clean that shit up. Like, you have a little bit of sense. Not blame your daughter first.
Yeah.
This ain't your daughter.
Eric. That's what it was. Yeah. Eric had some gems. I was like, I wrote down Eric. Yeah, Eric dropping gems on Lily.
Yeah, getting it in.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
your daughter out there.
You got a daughter.
That's my daughter in there. My daughter's in there. What's the end of that? You know what I'm talking about? That's my daughter in there.
Sam I Am? Is that
maybe,
what that movie?
Yeah, either that or Mystic River or something.
Mystic River.
Oh. Okay. What was this movie about?
I think about his daughter got kidnapped.
Oh.
That's my daughter in there.
That's fucked up.
I know. What I'm realizing is that scene is sad.
Yeah. You thought it was funny?
No, what I'm referencing is I think Good Neighbor did a sketch based off that. That is really funny. So look that up later. Okay. What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Eric's dropping gems.
Yeah.
But also, like...
That's your daughter in there.
If I'm Lily, I'm like, Eric, you gonna stop dropping these gems on me. Like,
you too smart. Why I make you
stop
so smart?
Calling me out, you stupid motherfucker. Calling me out every time.
So...
That's funny.
Serena goes and see Poppy.
Yeah.
Poppy's like, let's get on the plane, go to Spain.
Yeah.
You know, I put the P in Spain.
Yeah,
I put Poppy, A-I-N.
España. I can't do that.
Like,
I'm, you know, I'm
Serena's
grounded.
Like, all right, fuck it. I'll do it.
I wonder how old Poppy is. She must be older than
Poppy
her.
Like 20, early 20s probably.
Yeah.
And then...
Poppy tight.
Yeah, Poppy's cool for now.
Yeah.
We're going to see because there's some shit going on. So Roof and Dan chat about the FAFSA situation. Now, this shit, this is what I wanted to get to.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like there's it was some priority. White propaganda shit.
It felt like some anti-affirmative action type shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I don't know. I could go see it both ways. Because it was like, I could see them doing it was almost like they might have been making the joke of like, y'all not poor. Like, it's like the show finally caught up with itself. Where it's like, y'all not poor.
Yeah.
But it also did feel like, man, you know, we'd be getting in if it wasn't for these, you know, motherfucking monkeys
back,
coming in.
They're not going to let us save the FAFSA. They got to give it to these other motherfuckers who are actually poor, who deserve
it. Yeah, yeah. It did seem like, well, at least the way Rufus was saying it, seemed like he was complaining.
Like a little bit.
It's
like,
I ain't got
man,
time for that, Rufus.
You got the money, Rufus.
Yeah, pay your fare. Pay your fare.
Yeah, tell Danny to get a
fucking
job.
That's my daughter in there.
So, Nate says he wants to be with Blair. Mm-hmm. They pull up to the Ducks.
Yeah.
And Nate says... I want to be with you, but not like that.
Yeah, great.
But then they start kissing, so I feel like that's like that.
No, I think he just meant
no sex.
I don't want to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, no sex.
No
all right.
Sex,
no
in,
sex
the champagne
in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. I'm just gonna feed these ducks.
Yeah. So Serena pulls up, meets Poppy's boyfriend Gabriel, but he know her already.
Like, who is that?
Well, I know
is
you.
That the homie? I mean, not the homie, but that's the dude that got in trouble.
Armin Hammer.
Armin Hammer. Yeah. That's him.
That's him?
That was Armie Hammer. Hold up. Let me see. Or maybe his brother.
Oh, my God. It is.
Really?
It is.
I told y'all.
I only know him as Twins.
He was in Twins?
And Twins. And he played both Winklevoss twins in the...
Oh, he was in that. See? Man, cats be out here working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Armie Hammer right there. Gabriel.
Gabriel. He knows her. He's like...
Mm-hmm.
I know you.
Yeah, you was a fan. That's a little humdinger. It's like a strong one.
What is he say, what is he referring to?
Remember when her and Georgina was getting it in and she woke up and she was like, what happened last night?
Oh,
and she was like, you was kicking and you was acting kicking. Like you was Savannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever it was some freaky shit.
Yeah, because she went out with Georgina.
Yeah. So
and
he remembers her.
He remembers.
Like,
he was like, "Oh, I beat."
Yeah. I think it was either something like that or.
So when they get,
I don't know what they were doing because we still don't know what they did that night.
Yeah. So when they get to Spain, it's gonna be some shit.
Oh, it's gonna be some problems. Some
no,
because
Georgina roofied her drink. Remember?
Right. So she don't know. I mean, no. Here's the thing. There was two nights. There was the first night where they both pretend to be other people and they had a fun night. And that night, Serena wasn't roofied or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second time, she woke up like. What happened?
Yeah.
And then, so I don't know which one it was, but I know that one of them, she used the name Savannah, though.
Yeah.
I feel like she don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's the I think it's the one where she was roofied, where I think she was basically like, I think she's like, I know this guy, but I don't know what we did.
And that's her girl's man.
Poppy not gonna like
Poppy
that.
Poppy not gonna like that. She gonna leave her ass in Spain.
Yeah, Poppy gonna pop that
cause
ass.
Cause they at the private jet joint. They finna take a private jet to Spain.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she can take that shit. That's why you don't go to private jets with people, cause they'll leave your
ass. Now you taking Aer Lingus home.
Yeah. That is fucked up. If you take me somewhere in a private jet, you better give me a ride back.
Yeah.
That is fucked up. Think about that. That's like a real rich people problem.
So Dan called the guy back who wrote him the letter. Because Rufus was
Yeah, this is a humdinger.
Get your fucking bell ready.
Get your bells ready.
Because Dan, so Rufus, after he's like, man, we going to figure it out, man. Yeah. I'm going to get the bread.
Right.
We going to figure it out. But Dan don't believe that because Dan is annoying.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, whatever.
Dan already plotting some shit. I can tell you already plotting some shit.
Sick of him.
But then Dan calls the guy back who wrote him the fan letter in the beginning of the episode. He's like, Scott. They answer the phone, goes, hello. He said, who does Scott know in Brooklyn?
Right, right.
Let me answer this, because Brooklyn is so far away. Like, was there no bill collectors back then? Like, go to voicemail.
So don't be answering your son's phone.
Don't be answering your son's phone, but he shouldn't left it out. And then he's like, he calls and goes, hey, this is Dan Humphrey. Mm-hmm. This guy wrote me a letter. Just have him call me back.
Yeah, give him a call. Okay. Get a chance.
And it was like, who was that? That was Rufus Humphrey's son. Scott knows.
Ah, humdinger.
How did Scott find out?
Scott knows he got a daddy.
We didn't explain this shit good. Mm-hmm. We didn't explain it good. I didn't explain, but I'll take account of me. I'm not young Jenny. Well, Lamar, if you had to let me explain it.
Nah.
I blame you. I didn't explain it good. So basically, the people who answered the phone were the parents that Rufus and Lily went to go see about their kid that they gave up for adoption. So the real and remember the humdinger at the end of that episode.
They was like, he's dead. Right.
But he wasn't really dead.
Right.
It was the other kid that they real kid died.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So they don't want them to try to get their son back.
Yes.
So now somehow that motherfucker found out. He's reaching out to little D Hump.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's also a possibility this is a complete coincidence, which I don't think it is, that he's just a fan of his writing.
That'd be nuts if that was the case. Yeah,
but I think he knows, and I think he's like, my way in is to go through the son.
Because the mom said, how do we delete an incoming call?
Yeah.
And the scene switches.
When she did that, I was like, just give it up. The jig is up.
The jig is up. We're not finna lose.
Leaving a huff. Just leaving a huff.
Vanessa and Chuck smash.
Yes. Oh, man. Yo, I was like, yo, they got it in.
They got it in.
They look
got
like
in.
They had fucked for like an hour at least.
Yeah.
The way they was getting dressed and shit.
They got it in.
And she was like, don't catch feelings on me, Chuck. This is all physical. I'm just getting some.
Hey, you know Chuck loved that. You know he immediately caught feelings after she said that.
Oh yeah.
That's what Chuck wants.
Chuck is gonna. I mean, I don't know this, but I can see Chuck. He's starting to pine for her.
He gonna pine for her.
I like Vanessa getting it in, though. Like Vanessa's like, fuck this. I'm about to get it in. And then that was it.
That's it. That concludes this episode.
That was a big humdinger. I literally forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Like, my brain completely, it's like a big thing in the show, but I just completely forgot that they hooked up.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised.
Now for the news.
What are we gonna rate it?
What you got? Oh,
let's rate this.
Oh, we gotta do the ratings first before we do that. So I'm gonna give. Go ahead, you give your rating.
I'm gonna
first.
Give this a 4.5 stars.
4.5.
All right, 5 XOs. Ready?
So that's
XOXO. 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 XO. Yeah.
That's 4.5.
What do you think, Shelly Shell?
I'm gonna say 4.25.
4.25.
That's good too.
That's good.
XO.
XO. XO.
XO. XO.
XO.
XO. XO.
XO.
What do you think, Tar? What do you think?
I'm making it 4.378.
4.378.
So that's
XOXO, 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 XOXO. All right, let's do these news, and then we're going to go to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Actually, I keep thinking of Wendy's. So one of the news is, next week it's going to be Friday, the National Friday, and French Friday, and you can actually get free fries at Wendy's and McDonald's.
Oh, National Friday.
Yeah, not National Friday.
National Friday.
When we all celebrate Friday. but it made me wonder, like, what kind of fast food do you think they all like? Like, I think, like, Like, I think Rufus is a McDonald's man.
Yeah. Rufus, the Humphreys will eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
All the rich people, they think fast food is that place, like, all bone pain.
Which
pain,
one?
Like the Panera that's on the East Coast. What's that
La
shit
Pain,
called?
La Pain.
La Pain. Yeah.
That's their version of fast food. They get like a sandwich.
I just need something quick. Yeah. I'm gonna go into
this bakery.
Pain.
Yeah. Rich white people always like, they're always like, I'm gonna get a muffin real quick.
Yeah.
No, like stop and get some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Stop bullshitting.
Yeah, stop bullshitting.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Young MC. He doesn't know who washed his underwear while he was on tour.
Come on, just bust a move.
So I just think that was a funny headline, but it made me wonder, like, let's say we're all musicians, right? Who would you want to be your roadie on tour with you from the cast?
From the cast?
Like, so they're going to be on all the shows with you.
I think I'm going to take my boy Nate out there with me.
Nate could be cool.
You know, I feel like we have a good time.
I'm going to take Eric. I feel like he'll let me talk to him when I'm, like, feeling insecure about if a show don't go well.
Nate would bring girls backstage, but practice discernment on which ones came back.
Yeah, like, let me tell you. All right. He's, like, that guy when all the groupies are there, and he's like, all right, you.
You.
All right. What about you, Rochelle?
Sorry, what?
I ain't paying attention to my news.
If you're a musician, who you want from the cast to be your roadie? Who you want to wash your drawers?
Rufus.
You want Rufus washing your drawers?
I feel like Rufus would be too controlling. Like, I feel like because he's done it so much, he'd think he know everything. And I was like, I don't want to hear that shit. All right, that's the news for today.
And that's the episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of MJoy Presents XOXO Gossip Kings.
Yo, follow us. Check this out. I know we say this every time, but I keep meeting Gossip Girl fans in the streets, and they don't know about this podcast. So if you got friends who watch Gossip Girl, even the new one, tell them about this podcast, because I think they would love it. Let's do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do
now.
It. Do it till you're satisfied. Follow us at XOXO Gossip Kings _podcast on Instagram. Rate and review the podcast. Quick. Please promote something. It's plug time for Lamar.
I
want to
promote. Okay, so I'm dropping some. My movie, I made a movie a long time ago called It's a Party. I saw it with Carla Tarr starring in it, myself starring in it, Tony Baker, Kirby Hal Baptiste, a lot of funny comedians.
Ego Wodum.
And I wanted to tell you guys that you can also now watch it on Revolt streaming on the platform and or on TV. And you can watch it on Tubi. And also you can rent it on Apple and all that. But the movie still holds up. I just watched it a couple days ago and it still holds up. So if you haven't seen it, watch it because it's funny.
It's very fun. Very fun movie. We had a good time shooting the movie. We relate to set every day. It's a Party. Streaming on Tubi, streaming on Revolt TV. Apple. Also, you can rent it on Amazon, get it on Apple Movies or whatever you do. Do that. Rate and review the podcast. Keep joining us every week. We love you. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.